Well, good evening and welcome to Kitzvah Chanoch Yoimi for the 15th of Cheshvan. We're on page 169 in the Kitzvah Chanoch Yoimis, and we are in Siman Yud Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph. We continue talking about the halachas of mezuzah. Tonight we're going to be finishing the halachas of mezuzah and starting the halachas of tefillah. Very exciting, very, very exciting stuff. We're also right in the middle of Chodesh Cheshvan, which means that we have been doing this for nearly a month already. Baruch Hashem, Asherim Atev Chalkenu, we're going to keep on going, and we're going to be full of Simcha and Nachas and clarity. Sif Yod Aleph, Asecher Bayis B'chutz L'aretz, one who rents a house outside of Eretz Yisrael, Potter Mimezuzah Shloishim Yoim, is exempt from the obligation of Mezuzah for 30 days. The loy have diras keva, because the residence of a renter for the first 30 days is not considered a permanent dwelling. So again, what he's saying here is, if you live in America, if you live in Europe, and all the many countries of where all of our chashuv listeners live, if a person lives in any of these places, so as until he's going to be living in that house for 30 days, he is not chayiv in mezuzah. Sif chaf beis. Hayetzim min habayis, if one is moving out of a house, Yisrael acher yichnas l'dor sham, and another Jew is to move in to live in that house. Right? He's the next occupant of that house. Lo yitol rishon as a mezuzah. The first person may not take the mezuzah off the doorpost. El yanicham, he has to leave them there. Vasheni yishalim le'avurim, but the second guy has to pay him for the value of those mezuzahs. And certainly nowadays, where mezuzahs are becoming more and more expensive, so that's going to be quite a hefty cost. But a person may not remove the mezuzahs from their house when he leaves the house to the next Jewish renter. Sif Chav Gimel. A person has to be extremely careful with the mitzvah mezuzah, because it is a mitzvah that is obligatory on all people, meaning both men and women, at all times, meaning both day and night. We spoke about halachas of tzitzis and tefillin, which are not. And every time that a person enters or leaves through the entrance, he encounters the testimony, the unity of Hashem's name, right? Because we know that the name of Hashem is many times in the tefillin. It's even on the mezuzah, and it's even on the outside of the mezuzah. Shemoyu Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the name of the Holy One, blessed is He, and that's who you're passing in front of every time you go in and out of your house. V'yizkar, and this is important. A person is going to remember the love of Hashem that he has, which it says in the mezuzah. V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. V'yoyir mishenosei, and he'll rouse himself from his slumber. Did we lose you, or you delayed?
We lost you.
Ah, okay. We'll have to cut this out of the recording, Bezer Shem, or put the recordings together. Okay, let's start Sif Chaf Gimel again. You ready? It was just such a geschmack Sif. Anyway, might as well start again. Sif Chaf Gimel. A person must be extremely careful with the mitzvah mezuzah, because it's an obligation. That's in all people at all times, day, night, men, women, and every time a person goes in or leaves his house, he's encountering the testimony of the unity of Hashem's name, that is the name of the Hashem, as we said, and he'll remember the obligation to love Hashem, as it says in the mezuzah, in the words, you have to he'll arouse himself from his slumber, and from his preoccupation with temporary and unimportant affairs, meaning he's so lost. Usually a person's so lost, but every time a person passes the mezuzah, he should be awakened from being lost in this world of Yedan. He will comprehend that there is nothing that a person can attain that lasts forever and ever and ever, except for the knowledge of the Eibishter. And by thinking about that every time you go in and out of your house, person will immediately return to his moral senses and follow the straight paths. So yeah, it's such an effect going through a mezuzah doorway is supposed to have on a person. You're going in and out of your house. You should be thinking about this. I love Hashem and The only thing that lasts forever is knowledge of Hashem. That's what a person should be thinking about. Amar Rabbi Sanjay Khan Bakh Hazal say, call me Shiesh like Tfilin Bereisha Bizray. Whoever has Tfilin on his head and his arm, Vitzis is Bibigda, and sits on his clothing, Mezuzah with Pischai, and a Mezuzah on his doorway, Muchzak hu Shalom Yecht. That he can be presumed that he will not sin. Of course, he's not going to sin. He has a reminder on his arm, he has a reminder on his head, he has a reminder on his clothing, he has a reminder on his wool. And these mitzvahs themselves are the angels that are going to save him from sin. As the pasuk says, as we say on Shabbos, the angel of Hashem encamps around his reverent ones and he rescues them. And this is what a person is supposed to be thinking. The malachim are going to protect me from all the averas. And the malachim are that which are created from all these wonderful mitzvahs. I also say, due to the sin of one not being careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah, a person's sons and daughters never die young. A person who is careful with the mezuzah, yarichu yom of his days will be very, very long. Shenemar, leman yirbu yameichem v'yameivaneichem, as the pasuk says in the second parasha of Kriyishma, that by keeping these mitzvahs in order to prolong your days and the days of your children. The tremendous bracha is from this beautiful mitzvah mezuzah, sif chav dalet, ulefisha mezuzah hulazkira yichad shmoy yisbrach, since the mezuzah serves to remind a person of the unity of the name of Hashem, lachen kishayetzim mepesach beis, therefore when he leaves the entrance of his house, vechein kishanichnas, when you come into their house, yenashek ayisay, should kiss the mezuzah. However, a person should not actually touch the scroll. Remember the olden days, perhaps they had the scroll itself more exposed. Rather, you should have some sort of covering, a glass covering over the name of Hashem. I'm a sefer kesa sefer ma'adur tinyana chakir yud tes. And the Kisra Chanarach actually wrote a sefer on safras and mezuzah. When a person leaves his house and puts his hand on the mezuzah, Yomri, you should say, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili, Al Yad Yamini. Hashem is my guardian, Hashem is my protector, shade of my right hand. Hashem Yishmor Tzeisi Uvoyumi Ad Oilam. Hashem should guard my departure and my arrival. So you're saying a few things there. Right? It's based on the pasuk. Hashem, you say, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili, Al Yad Yamini. Hashem is my protector, and Hashem is my protective shade at my right hand. Hashem Yishmor Tzeisi Uvoyumi Ad Oilam. Say that when you put your hand on the mezuzah. It's interesting, he says that it's mezuzahs going in and out of your house, as opposed to every single room's mezuzah. Sif chaf hei, mezuzahs hayachid nivdekes, a person's individual mezuzah should be checked, shtei pamim b'sheva shanim, twice every 7 years, b'shal rabim, and the mezuzah of the public, like what's an example of mezuzah of the public, like on the courtyards or entrance to the city, if it's a Jewish city, she'in latriach aleihem, upon whom it is difficult to place a burden when it comes to the public, nivdekes shtei pamim b'yevel, it should be checked twice every 50 years, I in the rush. So again, a private person mezuzah should be checked twice every 7 years, and a public area's sukkah of mezuzah should be checked, as we said, twice every 50 years. And we continue. We finished Simon Yud Aleph. We're on to the 12th Simon in the Hilchas Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Simon Yud Beis. And now we're going to talk about preparing ourselves for Tefillah. Ksiv, it is written, Hikain likas alekech Yisrael, prepare to meet your Eibishter. Peirush, what does that mean, that a person should prepare to meet the Eibishter? Sheyachin is atzmai lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, that a person must prepare himself to appear before Hashem. Sheyalbish is atzmai malbushei chava, that a person must dress himself in dignified garments. Kishahelech leispal, when he goes to pray, kimoy shahelech lefnei sar nichmon. For example, it's similar to the way that a person would prepare himself in front of an important official. Ba'afilei mispal bebeis of yechidus, even if he's not going to shul, he's davening alone at home, he should make sure to dress himself appropriately. And for example, in a place where it's general expected that people would wear a belt, also it's forbidden for a person to daven unless he's wearing a belt. Okay? Sif base. It's proper for a person, these are preparations for davening, it's proper for a person to give tzedakah before he davens. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ani b'tzedek echazefanecha, I shall behold your face, meaning Hashem's face, through tzedek, through charity. Gami kabbal alav koidem kol tefila, a person should also accept upon himself before davening, mitzvahs v'yahavta l'reicha kamecha, to fulfill the mitzvah of loving his fellow Jew. Be'echavin leov is kol echor mi'yisrael b'kenafshay, and a person has to have focus to really, really love everybody as himself. Ki im chas v'shalom, because if God forbid, yeish pirid levov is yisrael l'mati, chas v'shalom, the Jewish people are not getting along with each other, azay gam l'mala in his achos, chas v'shalom, then then amongst in the neshamis of the Yidden is also not going to be unity in heaven. But when the Jewish people are unified in their bodies down here, then all of our neshama is in Shemayim, so to speak. The part of us that's in Shemayim are also unified. And through this, their prayers also become unified, powerful. So if our bodies are unified down here, our neshamas are unified up there, and therefore our tefillahs will all be unified in Shemayim, but us be yes tefillahs, same clues. And when our tefillahs get unified, he ritsui lefan of Yisbarach Shemayim, it is found with more favor by Hashem, and it's going to be more accepted if we have the unity. So two things before davening. Number one is to give tzedakah, and number two, v'haftarich v'kamoicha. Fifth gimel, ksiv, it's written, Shemar raglecha kashu telech, el beis elekim, the pasuk says, guard your foot when you go to the house of Hashem. And Chazal learned from this pasuk, and it's referring to preparing one for davening. Your feet, when it says that your feet should be ready for davening, it actually is referring to a person's body parts, which are near the legs, meaning going to the bathroom. Therefore, a person has to check himself before davening. If he doesn't have to go to the bathroom, or he does have to go to the bathroom. If a person does feel a little bit that he has to go to the bathroom, also then he is forbidden from davening. He's not even allowed to learn. Calls mishukats, as long as his body is in this type of state where he has to go to the bathroom, until he cleans himself up, meaning by going to the bathroom. If a person had to ready daven, when he really needs to go to the bathroom, if he evaluated himself, he has to go to the bathroom, but he evaluated himself, he was able to hold himself back from going to the bathroom, shir hiluch parsa, the amount that it would take to walk a parsa, which in the footnote they say is somewhere between 2.4 and 2.9 miles. The person knows that he'd be able to wait that, which another way of valuing that is shav v'chaimish, which is about an hour and a fifth or 72 minutes. It means he knows he could hold it in for 72 minutes. He has to go, but he can hold it in for another 72 minutes. Tefillah, so tefillah, then it's still considered davening, even though he shouldn't have done it. But if he could not hold it in, then if he daven tefillah, his tefillah is considered disgusting. And a person has to daven again. And some say, if he's able to hold himself back, if he's able to wait 72 minutes, then even the chatchila, he's allowed to daven. He doesn't have to, I mean, if he has to go to the bathroom, but you can wait 72 minutes, then you're allowed to daven even initially. And a person can rely on that. If he knows that by waiting, he'll end up missing zman tefillah. But if a person won't miss zman tefillah, so then a person should wait, should go to the bathroom immediately, even if he could wait 72 minutes. Fifth, Dalit. Misha. A person who is certain, he knows that he is not able to hold himself back from passing gas until he finishes saying Shema and Shemona Esrei. It's better that he should miss the time for Shema and Shemona Esrei than to pray without a clean body. Interesting, very interesting. And if due to this, he'll end up missing Zman Tfila, honestly, he's viewed as it was out of his control, and therefore he'll have to make up the Tfila. We'll come back to this in just a moment. It seems to him, he thinks that he's able to hold himself back from passing gas over that amount of time, during the time of saying Kriyishma. So he should put on his tefillin. If he's only able to hold himself back for the amount of time that he'll be able to say Kriyishma, so he should put on his tefillin right before Kriyishma, and then and make a bracha on them, and then that would be okay. In note number 12, he says that these halachas apply only to one who is certain that he will pass gas. However, one is not certain, he's allowed, he may not delay. He's not allowed to delay Shema and Shemona Esrei. Just because he thinks that it might happen, he's still supposed to say Shema and Shemona Esrei, and everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.